This is KUT. For several months now, a major Central Austin zoning case has been making the rounds at City Hall. The decision on The Grove at Shoal Creek, a 75-acre mixed-use development, has driven hours of debate and faced numerous delays. KUT's Saida Hassan reports on why it seems to be taking so long to reach a decision.
When we're not hearing about The Grove at Austin City Council meetings, here's what's going on behind the scenes.
The maximum building coverage in a PUD may not exceed the baseline established without...
That's Austin Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo speaking about The Grove at a City Council work session yesterday. The discussions can get really technical. The Grove at Shoal Creek is a PUD, or planned unit development. That's when several types of developments are planned as one big project. In this case, the developer wants to build housing, office space, and retail, all on a largely vacant 75-acre tract of land. Councilmember Sherry Gallo represents District 10, which includes the site for The Grove. On Tuesday, she brought some proposed amendments after hearing from people living near the site.
There was a lot of discussion in the neighborhood of wanting to have the ability to have a local grocery store there and discussion of what sizes were appropriate for a local grocery store.
Why get into the weeds of these details? Well, PUD zoning can be especially hard to get because a project like this is supposed to be superior to one built through traditional zoning regulations. And if you ask Councilmember Leslie Poole, that standard can be pretty subjective.
We're throwing out the word superiority, and that's being echoed back at us saying our parks are superior or our environmental piece is superior or our traffic mitigation is superior, but by how much?
Poole represents District 7, which borders the proposed development, and has been a vocal critic of the city's review process. On Tuesday, she proposed cutting down the amount of commercial and retail space allowed at The Grove, which she says could draw traffic from all over the city. To make matters more complicated, the land used to belong to the state and has never been zoned by the city of Austin. Poole says the way council handles The Grove could set the stage for future PUD cases.
In setting precedent and for future decisions, because I do think we need to rework a bunch of stuff about how we're handling the PUDs, and especially with all the public land that is going to be up for sale, we really have to go back and get that land zoned somehow so that we don't have the same sort of morass to deal with. It's just too squishy.
So far, The Grove has been shuffled from one public hearing to the next. It's been heard by the Environmental and Zoning and Platting Commissions, along with a stop at the Parks and Recreation Board, because of concerns not enough parkland was being offered. Its first hearing before the full council started late, and the vote was postponed. The Grove's next shot before the council is October 20th. Saida Hassan, KUT News.